Update: Journal retracts report that NIH partially funded research of insects eating beagles alive. By Paul Bois on October 23, 2021. Update: The report which sparked this letter has been corrected. The U.S. National Institutes of Health and the Wellcome Trust did not provide any funding for this research, and any such claim was made in error, reads a note from the publisher. The original article based on the erroneous information has been preserved below, but the headline of this article has been updated. Reports that Dr. Anthony Fauci's Division of the National Institutes of Health, NIH, partially funded an experiment of insects eating beagle puppies alive has sparked bipartisan outrage on Capitol Hill. Responding to a report from the nonprofit organization White Coat Waste Project, both Democrats and Republicans signed a letter this week demanding to know why the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, one of the 27 institutes under the NIH, partially funded an experiment that locked beagles' heads in cages while hordes of hungry sandflies ate them alive. According to The Hill, the beagles were infected with disease-causing parasites to test an experimental drug on them. The experiment transpired in a Tunisia, North Africa laboratory where as many as 44 beagle puppies endured what Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, referred to as a cruel and reprehensible misuse of taxpayer funds. To eliminate incessant barking, the beagle puppies also had their vocal cords removed. Our investigators show that Fauci's NIH division shipped part of a $375,800 grant to a lab in Tunisia to drug beagles and lock their heads in mesh cages filled with hungry sandflies so that the insects could eat them alive, White Coat Waste told Changing America. They also locked beagles alone in cages in the desert overnight for 9 consecutive nights to use them as bait to attract infectious sandflies. The White Coat Waste Project claims that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, does not require drugs to be tested on dogs. The following lawmakers signed Rep. Mace's letter. Reps. Cindy Axne, DIA. Cliff Thentz, RR. Steve Cohen, DTN. Rick Crawford, RAK. Brian Fitzpatrick, RPA. Scott Franklin, RFL. Andrew Garbarino, RNY. Carlos Gimenez, RFL. Jimmy Gomez, DCA. Josh Gottheimer, DNJ. Fred Keller, RPA. Ted Liu, DCA. Lisa McLean, Army. Nicole Maliotakis, RNY. Brian Mast, RFL. Scott Perry, RPA. Bill Posey, RFL. Mike Quigley, DEL. Lucille Roybal-Allard, DCA. Maria E. Salazar, RFL. Terry Sewell, DL. Daniel Webster, RFL. Dell. Eleanor Holmes Norton, DDC. Neither Dr. Anthony Fauci nor the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases has responded to the White Coat Waste Project report. This past week, a letter from NIH to House Oversight Committee ranking member James Comer, RKY, showed that the institute did fund gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology through a grant awarded to Echo Health Alliance.